recorded in 1986, Roland Kirk's Spirits Up Above, performed by Vibration Society. Steve Turi is on trombone, Hilton Ruiz on piano, with vocals from Suzanne Cleewon and Timmy Shepherd. That's from A Spiritual Jazz 6, the latest addition to a wonderful series of eclectic and rare jazz recordings out now on the Jazzman record label. Usually trio records without a chordal instrument can slightly worry me, as I'm always nervous that my ear and my attention span won't hold out during long solos. But I was handed a new recording called Soon recently, which features the tenor, baritone and bass clarinet playing of Frederik Lindborg, Martin Schusted on bass and Daniel Fredriksson on drums. And I was really impressed by the way each tune had a different feel and groove. Before I knew it, I'd listened to the whole album. This track has to be one of my favourites. I wonder if it's about a dance move. It's called Doing the Pamoja. Lindborg, Schusted and Daniel, who were most definitely doing the Pamoja. And that was taken from their brand new release out on the Connective record label, and it's called Soon. An unusual digital single landed on the Jazz lineup desk the other day, featuring hang drum player Manu De Largo. For those of you who don't know, a hang drum looks like two woks welded together to create a sort of flying saucer with bumps on the outside, corresponding to pitched notes. And this is what it sounds like.
Thank you.
Wandering Around from Manu de Lago's digital single Disgustingly Beautiful. And what a hypnotic sound the hang drum makes. You're tuned in to Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Coming up later, Kraftwerk's Radioactivity album reinvented by Matthew Bourne. But time now for our live concert session. He was born Pharrell Sanders, but we know him as Pharaoh thanks to the bandleader Sun Ra, who, so the story goes, decided to morph his name of Pharrell into something far more exotic sounding. As well as working with Sun Ra, Pharaoh Sanders played in a number of John Coltrane's groups. No mean feat for Sanders as a tenor player to share the platform with one of the most distinguished players of the same instrument. He performed on their dual tenor recording Meditations and subsequently strongly influenced Coltrane's style. Decades on, Pharaoh Sanders is of course a bandleader in his own right, and here he is with his quartet from the Pori Festival in Finland. Recorded last summer, he's accompanied by William Henderson on piano, Ollie Hayhurst on bass and Gene Caduazzo on drums. They kick off with a Sanders composition, G2. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
African High Life, ending that set by the Pharoah Sanders Quartet, recorded on the main stage at the Pori Jazz Festival in Western Finland. Before that, we heard Jimmy McHugh's Say It All Over Again, and the set began with an epic version of G2. You heard Pharoah Sanders on tenor sax and vocals, William Henderson on piano, Ollie Hayhurst on the bass, and Gene Calderazzo on the drums. And that set came courtesy of the European Broadcasting Union. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. 15 years after Roads Ahead, that was New York-based pianist Mark Carey, and he's back with Roads Ahead Volume 2. As the title suggests, this is a full-on Fender Rhodes electric piano album, and it's full of fluid playing and great grooves. That track was called Beehive. Don't adjust your set. Yes, you really are listening to Jazz Lineup on Radio 3. That's Kraftwerk with Radioactivity, still somehow managing to sound futuristic despite having 40 years on the clock as they trundle down the autobahn. That tune was Radioactivity, the title track of Kraftwerk's fifth album. Well, jazz keyboardist Matthew Bourne is about to embark on a UK tour playing their own version of that Kraftwerk album. He'll be joined by French electronicist Franck Vigroux and video artist Anton Schmidt. And this is the kind of thing you can expect. Matthew Bourne and Franck Vigroux with Radioland, and I'm delighted to say that Matthew joins me now. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, hello.
Well, over the years, you've done various projects, and they've ranged from things like Glenn Miller projects, music for dance, classical compositions, and even solo albums. What made you decide to embark on this reworking of the Kraftwerk album?
I've been doing a lot of work with Franck on his own projects, and we'd done a duo album in 2007 or 8, I think it was, and I said, well, isn't it about time we did something else together? I knew bits and pieces of the music, but I hadn't sort of checked them out per se. So I think actually when we sat down and listened to the album, we did it on a track-by-track basis. We'd listen and then we'd try and make the same sounds and come up with an arrangement. And so we explored the album in quite a lot of depth, actually.
Some people may really associate you with jazz, really, as a jazz musician. Did you miss improvising on this? Did you find that quite restrictive?
No, I think because the nature of searching and looking for sounds, looking for the right sounds, or looking for different sounds, the creativity, I suppose, is common to improvising as it is to composing, or is to, you know, when one is alone at their instrument and is at home and it's late at night and you sort of get into an area and you think, oh, that's interesting, and you need a lot. I think the whole process of trying to find the right sounds and the right way of piecing this material together in our own way has been quite challenging, but it's certainly, I haven't missed not being able to do any solos. I mean, actually, the track Transistor is the most free. Nothing is written in that I've taken the elements of the original track. It's like a duo between the Memory Moog and the Mini Moog. The Mini Moog is sort of replicating almost the same original sound as on their original track, and I've just taken a few of the motifs that are in the original track, and I just sort of played around with those motifs.
But you're also working with a third member of the group, really, a real integral part of the show. It's the installation artist Anton Schmidt. Tell us more about his input, because he also performs by playing the video as you're playing? Is that how
Yes. Antoine comes from a computer programming background originally. He programs everything from scratch, so he uses code. Most of the time when you look at his screen, it is A, B, C, dash, strange symbols, and then there's another line of strange-looking gobbledygook computer speak. I sound very ignorant, but when he sort of switches to performing the visuals, and you see the results of the code, it's quite amazing, because he knows how it's going to look just through the coding. And I guess it's the same with somebody who doesn't read music looking at a score and thinking, wow, how do you decipher that?
What about you? Costumes? Yeah. Robot costumes, perhaps?
Well, we did talk about this. We just thought, actually, we are going to sort of be at the foot of the screen. Because Frank and I, when we originally got together, said, well, it's going to be pretty dull watching two guys twiddle knobs. So that's been the driving force behind it. But we thought, yeah, the costumes... No, we want to remain a part of it, but
not
let the visuals and the music...
Maybe the audience will turn up dressed in, as robots or something. Maybe.
Well, that would be good. Yeah, that would be nice.
So lastly, I mean, they were a very reclusive bunch, Kraftwerk. I mean, what do you think they're going to make of this? And have you got the music to them yet, or are you going to invite them? Or what do you think?
I think that's certainly the image that was projected, but I've been reading... I've nearly finished it, the book by Wolfgang Fleur called I Was a Robot. It's such a great book, and it's very entertaining, for one. And the thing that came across immediately, almost after, you know, the first paragraph, was just how human he is as a writer. And you think, wow, this is a real human being, and it's such a lovely kind of tale about his own personal journey through those times and through that music. But he talks about it on a very human level, and I think the other members of Kraftwerk supposedly weren't that happy about him demystifying the band, and because he portrayed them all as human beings, which obviously they are. We all are. So now when I look at their music and listen to the music, I'm not thinking, oh yeah, it's this bunch of guys who are very mysterious and they don't really talk at the interviews. After having read that book, that's sort of shattered
maybe
that
I need
perception
to read that
forever.
Then. Well, look, thank you for coming in, and I know you're going on tour. Good luck with that. It sounds like a fan. I know you're going to Brighton. I'll be trying to be at my local gig there. You're playing the Comedia.
Yeah.
But let's hear a little bit more from the project. This is Transistor. Matthew Bourne, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
That was Transistor, and you can catch Matthew Bourne and Franck Vigrou on tour until March the 23rd as they play Brighton, London, Bristol, Exeter and Milton Keynes. After that, you'll need to catch them later in the year in places like Düsseldorf, ground zero, of course, for Kraftwerk's delightfully named Kling Klang Studios. American saxophonist Kenny Garrett spent 5 years in Miles Davis's band, going on to work with Freddie Hubbard and Art Blakey. Since then, he's forged a stellar solo career, and on Monday night, our colleagues at Jazz on 3 will be broadcasting a set by the Kenny Garrett Quintet from Ronnie Scott's in London. Garrett is joined by pianist Vernell Brown, bassist Corcoran Holt, McClenty Hunter on drums, and Rudy Bird on percussion. And we've got this track as an exclusive preview. This is the Kenny Garrett Quintet and Chucho's Mambo. Thank you. Kenny Garrett Quintet and Chucho's Mambo, recorded live at Ronnie Scott's, courtesy of our colleagues on Jazz on 3. And at 11 p.m. on Monday night, you can hear a whole lot more. Well, that's about it for this week on Jazz Line Up. Just time for this from another great collection, The Rough Guide to Arabic Jazz. This is Lebanese trumpeter Ibrahim Malouf and Nomad Slang, featuring some wonderful call and response between himself and the other players. Until next time, from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye.
Nomad Slang by the Lebanese trumpeter Ibrahim Malouf, ending this week's jazz lineup. The programme was presented by Claire Martin and it was produced in Glasgow by David Allison. You can find full music listings on the jazz lineup page of the BBC Radio 3 website. And the programme returns next Saturday evening at the regular time of 6 o'clock. Hello, I'm John Shea. Welcome to this Saturday evening on BBC Radio 3, just before Opera on 3, a word about Here and Now later tonight, which comes live from Café Otto in East London, a live performance by the Spanish electronic composer and sound artist Francisco López. That's at 10:30 tonight. Now on BBC Radio 3, it's 20 past 7 and time for Opera on 3, live from the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden. It's presented